File number EE254. Personal file from Eset Echt. Personal journal entry, Dr. Rose Franklin. Location, assigned residence, Etiacht region.
Eugene passed away last night. I wasn't there. Vincent and Eva stayed with him until the end. I didn't. I just lay in bed here. There's this tiny spot on my bedroom wall, top right corner. It lets a little bit of light in all the time. It doesn't matter if I make the wall opaque or not. The outside is always showing through that spot. Last night, there was a star in the middle of it. I couldn't stop staring at it. I kept waiting for it to move past the hole and fade into the wall, but it didn't. It stayed right there, perfectly centered. When planets form, the gas they condense out of always has a small amount of angular momentum, and so they spin on themselves. The sky is always moving. I must have been looking at a ship or a satellite. It's gone now. Someone turned it off 2 hours ago. I kept on staring, waiting for my star to come back, willing it to come back. Now the sun's up, and that spot on my wall is too bright to look at. I spent 2 days arguing with regional officials about Eugene's case, asking, begging them to save him. I didn't get the reaction I was expecting. They didn't brush me off. They walked with me all the way to the hospital. They introduced me to doctors. They showed me the medicine. I don't know why. It seems obvious it would just make things worse, but they felt like they had to. There was no cruelty involved. They just wanted to prove that they could save him, as if somehow that showed their good intentions. It was touching in some way. They weren't going to do anything. They truly believed it would have been wrong to do so. But they wanted to show me that vial. They had such warmth in their eyes when they handed it to me. Hey, look, we know your pain is real. You can hold it in your hands. Yesterday I went back and asked them if we could bury him somewhere. They don't bury their dead. I could tell they were puzzled, probably a bit disgusted with the idea, but they wanted to make a gesture. They gave us a spot in fallow lands somewhere. They said the land wouldn't be used for years, but that they would need to get rid of the bones when it was time to plant again. It was hours away, even in a ship. They wouldn't allow a decomposing body anywhere close to where people lived. It didn't matter. I felt like I had accomplished something. I had found a way to honor my friend. Things made sense again. Yesterday, I found out Eugene had prepared a will, if you can call it that. Vincent took me outside and showed it to me. I don't want to be buried. I don't want my ashes kept. I don't want any piece of me left on this hellhole. If you ever make it back, tell my family I love them and that I thought of them in the end. I started crying, shaking. I hit Vincent in the face. I went crazy. Bat shit body out of control crazy. I threw rocks at people passing by. I screamed and swung at things that didn't exist until my whole body seized up and I could do nothing but curl up in a ball on the street. Vincent asked for help from passers-by, and they carried me back home. Eugene passed away last night. I wasn't there. Did I want them to let him die? Eva was right. I worshipped these people, what they'd accomplished, the world they built for themselves. I was in awe of their principles and their absolute determination to live by them, no matter what. I drank Ipipiot until the wee hours with Enatast, talking about the nature of right and wrong. They refused to help a planet struck with some disease they had conquered long ago, exactly like what happened to Eugene, only it happened to everyone. And I listened to him with delight, as he told stories of distant planets whose names I can't pronounce, of animals that went extinct, and made room for new ones to evolve. What if saving that planet denied a whole new species its existence? What if that new life is what the universe needed? I argued with Eva and Vincent about it as if it were philosophy. Would you kill Hitler if you could go back in time? And I ran back to Enatos for comfort when they disagreed with me, like a child who can't remember if the Earth circles the sun or it's the other way around, and goes to her father to set her straight. I saw the death of 10 billion people I never met as a form of moral victory. The same thing happened with Eugene. I asked for their help in saving him because I loved that man with every fiber in my being. But I now know there's a part of me that hoped they would say no, that didn't want to see their integrity sullied because of one man, because of me. I'm a scientist. I find beauty in absolutes. I love the clarity of math, its unwavering dependability. Math will never say one thing and do another one. It will never harm you on purpose because its only purpose is truth. On Esot Echt, I found that same clarity, that perspicuity that is so lacking in people on Earth. I found it not because it was there, but because I was searching for it. I saw faces in the clouds. I found what I was looking for here because I brought it with me. I know that now. I also know I'm a hypocrite. I marveled at their idealism, applauded them for not wanting to share knowledge with us. But I lied to them to get them to teach me. I lied to them to try to save Eugene. I admired their principles so long as they didn't apply to me. Eugene passed away last night. And when he did, there was nothing gained, nothing achieved. He just died. In the grand scheme of things, it didn't mean anything. The universe will go on without him as it would have with him. The Echt will see his death as nature following its course. They won't rejoice. They won't pat themselves on the back for letting him die. There's no malice in them. They watched Eugene die with humility and respect, like we watched the leaves turn to red in the fall. They choose to see the world in a way that gives their life meaning. They choose. It is a choice. What do I choose? There was a church across from my apartment in Chicago. In the summer, I would watch through the window while grooms greeted their guests at the door. I watched newlyweds leave while everyone cheered. Some left me indifferent and lost my interest before they made it down the steps. Some didn't. The way they smiled or looked at each other. That ignorant bliss, or the moment of doubt when they thought no one was watching. I wondered what their life would be like, and I wished with all my heart it would be a good one. It felt intimate, somehow, sharing these precious moments with complete strangers. But it wasn't. I watched through the window. It never occurred to me to get out of my apartment and wish them luck in person. It would have been presumptuous. It was their wedding. I wasn't invited, and I didn't want to be. That is the way of the Echt. I only now truly understand it. They watch other worlds through a window. Eugene's death was unfortunate, the bride falling down the stairs. But it wasn't their place to save him. It would have been presumptuous. I can't bring myself to hate them. There is a certain nobility to the way they look at things. Only this time, I was there. I was invited. I couldn't watch my friend die because there was no window to watch it through, and I couldn't bear the reality of it. I lost my friend. I hurt. And that hurt is as real as anything I've seen or touched. There is no objectivity. Everything is perspective. What does a man's life amount to? What does the life of 1,000, 1 billion? What is an ant's life worth? I see now that the answer is irrelevant. It's the question that matters. Should the ant let itself die, crushed under the weight of its own insignificance? Or should it live, fight giants, and build magnificent cities underground? What do I choose?